feel right now, join our WhatsApp group 072-885-7702.
Let's go.
And maybe just in case you just tuned in, Matthew Bonganelani, a controversial social media figure, is suing the Gauteng Department of Education for 2.5 million, claiming its public statement falsely labeled him a bogus doctor. And he argues that the statement was defamatory, damaging his reputation and also harmed his mental well-being. And with that said, we're going to welcome Matthew Lani right here on the show. Matthew, welcome to the show. You've been through a lot, man. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, and yourself? And thank you for having me.
Lovely, man. You've been through a lot. You've also stated that the Gauteng Department of Education just acted prematurely without even evidence.
They did. They absolutely did. When I look back, particularly the role of the Department of Education, I always ask myself that question, so now they find themselves, breathing through the wounds in court. But yeah, man.
It was really a hectic thing. What do you believe also motivated them to actually release the statement publicly before any legal findings? Before they actually released the statement. So what do you believe motivated them to release the statement?
You know what, Nia? I'm really not sure, but I think, when this story of mine broke back in... on my birthday, 9th of October 2023, I think it was such a fascinating story that I feel like everybody wanted to be a part of it, media and departments. It was just, it was a very interesting story. And with the department, they claimed that, particularly with my education from primary school all the way to high school, that I made certain claims, particularly about skipping a grade. And them as the department, they said that that was false. Certain information that I had claimed, even me studying through Cambridge, that was false. And as a department that deals with education, they had the obligation to set the public record straight. So that is their reasoning for saying that of their involvement. However, the way the statement was basically done, it honestly just suggests otherwise, because with their statement, it was not impartial. The tone was very accusation. The statement led with, bogus Dr. Matthew. By that time, it was only 2 days into the allegation, no police investigation had been conducted, nothing. But this department had already found me guilty in the, public opinion.
Yes, like it. And I'm sure, that you also mentioned, Guti, your right to dignity and privacy was actually violated. How has this experience affected your mental health and your ability to actually continue working as a public figure?
To be honest, I think I'm just in that stage of autopilot. I've not really, gotten, because it's been a crazy 1 year, 6 months for me,
I can imagine.
Personal life. Exactly. At some point I had to stay in a shelter with my mom. It's just been such a roller coaster ride that I think to a certain extent, I've just pushed away, be it depression or anxiety, whatever it is, to the side. I'm kind of just focusing on the civil case.
Yeah.
I'm just letting it, be my fuel. So I really don't know where I am in terms of my mental health, to be honest, but I just know it's not really that healthy.
Nice. And now in some of the court papers there, you dispute that the department's version of, your educational history, and do you have any plans maybe to publicly share verified records or testimonies, maybe to support your claims and say, I've achieved this, and I am a doctor vele. Are you gonna do that?
Depending on how both parties kind of like decide to go. So it can either be revealed in the court if they choose to take it on trial. We are absolutely ready for that. Then it can be revealed through trial. If they want to settle out of court, one thing that I've absolutely made clear is that even if we do it out of court, there should be no gag order or, you know, non-disclosure or anything of that sort. I should be able that after the legal process processes have, you know, finished, I'm able to come to the public and actually say, so guys, this are the documentation and this and that and that. Because like right now, I cannot disclose, you know, like the documents because they are part of court. But some of the things that we are challenging in court, it's with regards, for example, the department had claimed that they did with regards to my matric. I've always said that I do not have a matric because I studied through Cambridge Assessment International Education, which is an A level, which is equivalent to a matric. So the department claimed to have verified this information with Umalusi. However, when we contacted Umalusi, they formally verified that they did not verify anything of mine. Also, they did not receive any requests from the department to verify. So the department saying that they verified with Umalusi, it's factually inaccurate, and Umalusi confirmed it. They also further claimed that they verified my A-level with Cambridge International. Cambridge confirmed in writing that the department did not make that verification, no receipt of verification from the department. So we will be challenging that. With regards to me skipping a grade, the department claimed that I lied when I said I skipped a grade.
Yeah.
However, when we tried to access my information through the promotion of access to information through Gauteng Education, they denied me access. But lucky for me, we went directly to the schools. One of the schools that the department left out in its statement is Robin Wilson Primary School, where I actually skipped a grade. So that school was able to confirm in writing that indeed I did skip a grade. The fact that the department came to the public and said that I lied about. So there are so many things that the department in a statement are either omitted or they misrepresented the facts. And we also then reported this matter with the Minister of Basic Education to look at this matter from an administrative point, because we are not challenging to say that the records of the department is inaccurate, because if we could access the accurate information, so too could they. So for us, we truly don't understand how could this department have, you know, released information that are actually so inaccurate, but it's also easy to obtain the actual truth. If we could call Umalusi, why couldn't they call Umalusi? You understand?
No, it's heavy.
Exactly. So also for this department to lead their statement by saying bogus, Dr. Matthew, and yet there was no legal findings at that time. Even yet I was arrested, but remember that when I appeared in court, the NPA immediately withdrew the charges and referred the matter for further investigation with the Hawks. The investigation took a year, and after a year, the DPP decided to finally decline to prosecute and close the case, citing that there was enough evidence to support me impersonating a doctor or me stealing any identity of any person.
And then, I mean, while we're on the bogus doctor, this is the last one. I mean, what message would you like to send to your followers and maybe the public, you know, about who you truly are and what you stand for? What you say? And about that term, the bogus doctor, as we enclose, Utin, what would you like to say?
You know what, Ned? So, professionally, I am not a medical doctor. I am an HIV and AIDS clinician, have an NGO and everything. I'm more passionate about HIV and AIDS. That's why my content was always HIV and AIDS. Dr. Matthew was part of my educational TikTok character. Me being in hospitals, it was not because I was impersonating a doctor, but it was through our NGO Greater Than AIDS Africa, which was funded, and some of our programs needed us to transport patients to different hospitals, and me making funding in those facilities, it was for educational purposes. It was not for me to defraud or masquerade as a medical doctor. So Dr. Matthew was a persona. However, These departments, instead of them coming to me to get clarity, they decided to run with the narrative they wanted to run with. And the only thing that I would say that I absolutely regret is that when this drama started, I wish I could have just come to the public and actually be like, guys, this is actually what is it, this, and, you know, set the record straight. But instead, I just got excited for the media attention and just decided to go with it. And that did not serve me well. But to any person that, you know, felt as though, you know what, Matthew is just this dangerous person that was giving dangerous advice or that put people's lives in danger, absolutely not.
No, they're clear. In fact, the A is clear now. The A is clear in Mpumalanga. Yeah, thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you for your time. Thank you for clearing the air. And amen. We'll certainly support you through everything.
Thank you.
And best of luck, eh?
Thank you so much.
Hey, Tara. So, and that was Dr. Matthew Lani right here on Rise FM. Of course, clearing the air for us. Now we know. I mean, it was just a persona on TikTok. You know what?
This is Rise FM. Break it down. Turn up the feel good right now.